Hallelujah. Thank God for everything that we've heard today. It's been a very edifying fellowship today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let us get something in mind. Are you there? Hallelujah. Ascoltiamo, I will be speaking both in Italian and English. Parlo sia in italiano sia in inglese. Hallelujah. Gloria a Dio, gloria a Dio, gloria a Dio, gloria a Dio, perché la salvezza di Dio si è apparso a tutti gli uomini. The grace of God that is able to save has appeared to all men. Praise God. And we are admonished to hear. Praise God. Let us not be in a hurry to be teachers or pastors or whatever. The most important thing is to hear. Praise God. When you hear, every other thing will follow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Non dobbiamo cercare di essere insegnanti, dottore, pastore nella chiesa, ma cerchiamo prima di tutti di ascoltare ciò che lo Spirito sta annunciando alla chiesa. È molto importante. Ciò che lo Spirito sta annunciando alla chiesa. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. Isn't it?
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. La fede avviene con cosa? Ascoltando ciò che lo Spirito sta annunciando alla chiesa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says that to him that has faith, all things are
possible.
And this same Jesus Christ says that with God, all things are
possible.
You can see that God is trying to lift you up into himself, where you can operate with that same power that he operated with when he created the heavens and the earth. Jesus Christ says, all power in heaven and earth have been given over to me. Praise God. That is the end of the faith for every man who follows the Lord in the regeneration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gloria a Dio. Elie qua per portarci a una fede uguale a quella di Dio. Come si è scritto a tutti quelli che credono, a quelli che hanno la fede, tutti saranno possibili. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Questo è un altissimo livello di fede in cui il Signore ci sta radunando oggi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Possiamo vivere sulla terra anche se appariamo come uomini, possiamo camminare come il Signore sulla terra. Questo è la nostra eredità. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important we understand these things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, all along we've heard things in parables. Nel passato abbiamo ascoltato le cose in similitudini, in parabole, in proverbi. But Jesus Christ says the hour comes when the Father begins to speak to you plainly. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that hour is
now.
Praise God. When the Father begins to speak to you plainly, the shadows begin to fade away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that which is real is brought to light. Hallelujah. Il Padre ci sta ammonendo oggi, parlando con la verità, affinché tutte le ombre si spariscono. Quando le ombre spariscono, troviamo la piena benedizione di Dio, per cui dobbiamo ascoltare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the trumpet of God that leads us into the morning. È la tromba di Dio che ci porta nella mattina. Hallelujah. Dove vediamo tutti chiaramente. Ricordi nel mattina c'è questo gallo che canta, chi canta? Cucurucu! Conosci? regalo, the cock that crows in the morning. When you see those things, those are parables. Why does the cock mount up on a high place and go that do that thing in the morning? It's a trumpet. Hallelujah. Speaking of the dawning of the day, and you must hear that trumpet. It brings you to awake up from your slumber, because as men we sleep, quando sentiamo quel canto del gallo, porta un risveglio. Hallelujah. Perché in realtà tutta l'umanità sta addormentarti sul letto. Hallelujah. You can call it with being like actors. Have you seen an actor in a film? Amen. Praise God. Nollywood, Hollywood, Bollywood, Gallywood. Amen. These are all actors. When you go into a film, you take a role in the film and you do things in the film. I can act as a poor man in a film. I can act as a rich man in a film. I can act as, you know, a sad woman. You know, I can act like a thief in a film. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the film comes to an end, and when the film comes to an end, you see the cast at the end. You see the real names of the actors. And everything finishes there, and the actors go back to their real life. That is how life is in this world. Amen. Praise God. We are like actors in this world, and we appear in this world. We act, we play different roles. Some people are acting as women, some act as men. Somebody acts as a rich man, somebody acts as a poor man. Somebody acts like, you know, what they call it, a thief. Somebody acts like Boko Haram. Somebody acts like ISIS. Somebody acts like a Christian. Somebody acts like a Muslim. Amen.
Amen.
But at the end of the film, the real name appears. And that chapter closes. You now go back to reality. Hallelujah. Siamo come attori di un film. Durante questo film, hallelujah. Gloria to you. Hello, darling. Come here, come here, come here. Come and sit down here.
Why are you going there?
Come here. Come here, come here, come here.
I can't see you.
You're looking sweet. Sherry Bawo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Allora, ho detto che siamo come attori in un film. Dopo il film, dobbiamo tornare alla realtà. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In questo film possiamo prendere un ruolo come un ladro, un povero, un ricco. Capito? Qualsiasi cosa che noi inventiamo. Però alla fine del film si vede un elenco dei veri nomi dell'attore. Questo è in realtà la vita. Ciò che vediamo in giro oggi è il Padre Dio che è sceso sulla terra come un uomo, e lui ha preso un ruolo in questo film. Però alla fine del film noi cominciamo a tornare a quel nome originale, cioè il nome del Padre.
Hallelujah.
In reality, what we are seeing is sons of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are seeing children of God appearing in this world, descending from the glory of God and playing a role in this world, immortality. Praise God. But the time comes when you now begin to come to the end of the film and everybody now puts on his new name, or rather the real name. Praise God. And when you put on the real name, what happens? You begin to see the Lord appear in his glory. Hallelujah. That is why we call it the return to Zion. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it what? The return to Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible calls it our return to
Zion.
Why does it call it a return? Amen.
Amen.
Because you left your place and went somewhere. Amen. And now you are returning to Zion. Hallelujah. La Bibbia si chiama questo realtà il nostro ritorno a Sion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dobbiamo tutti tornare a Sion. Diremo a Isaiah capitolo 35, versetto 10. Isaiah 35, verse 10. Are we there?
Yes.
And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Praise God.
Il
riscattati dal Signore torneranno, verranno a Sion con canti di gioia, una gioia eterna coronerà il loro capo. Otterranno gioia e letizia, il dolore e il gemito scompariranno. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You can see that your consolation is in your return to Zion. Nostra consolación è nel nostro ritorno a Sion. Your joy, your peace, your glory, everything you ever desire is found upon Mount
Zion.
The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Questo è la gioia di tutti la terra. Hallelujah. Monte Sion è menzionato in varie parti della Bibbia, è chiamato la città del Gran Re. Sion è chiamato anche il Santo Monte del Signore. Sion è anche chiamato la Nuova Gerusalemme. È chiamato la città del Dio vivente. Alleluia. Questo è il punto del nostro raduno. Alleluia. The Bible calls Mount Zion the joy of the whole earth. Praise God. The city of the great King. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's also called the holy mountain of God. It is called what? The city, the new Jerusalem. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Paul says that we have come to
Zion.
You can see that this is where he's gathering us unto. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure when Paul wrote this letter, Paul was not on top of a mountain, a physical mountain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He talks about a spiritual height in God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The, you know, the intention is to gather every man onto Mount Zion. Praise God. L'intention è di riportarci su Monte Sion. Però dobbiamo capire quale sia questo Monte Sion. Come possiamo arrivare? Come possiamo arrivare a quel, you know, ponte, il vertice di Monte Sion? How can we get to that place called Mount Zion? How can you experience it in reality? We read it last week. It says in Psalms. The Psalm says what? God, send your light and your truth to what? To lead us to what? Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dio manda la tua luce e la tua verità per portarci su Monte Sion, perché lì resta la nostra consolazione. Every other thing will be shaken upon the earth. Every other thing will be taken away. Every other thing will be dissolved. But only that which stands upon Mount Zion remains forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ gave the parable. He says about building your house on the rock. What rock is he talking about?
Mount Zion.
Mount Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's dwelling. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tutte le cose si scioglieranno, tutte le cose saranno cambiate, distrutte e diciamo passeranno, ma solo quelli che trovano quel dimora su questo monte di Dio che possono continuare per sempre. Alleluia. It is the city of the great king, è la città del grande re. To him that in whom dwells what? Immortality and
life.
Only him, praise God, that has what? Immortality and life. It is called God's holy mountain. Who will ascend God's holy mountain? Qui salera il monte di Dio? Qui? He says the same which I inherit the blessing. Lo stesso erediterà la piena benedizione di Dio. Gloria a Dio.
Alleluia.
Mount Sion. Mount Zion. The return of the sons of glory. Hallelujah. Now we can understand why Jesus went up the mountain. He was trying to show us a pathway into the high places, hallelujah, of the Spirit in God. And very few people are able to arrive there. Hallelujah. The multitudes are down there, down there. Multitudine sono sempre sotto il monte, non ascoltano, l'ascoltano la voce che chiama alla presenza di Dio su Monte Sion. Alleluia.
Amen.
When you hear blow the trumpet, the call of God, God is calling his people to that place. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Turn to the book of Joel, il libro di Joel, capitolo 3. I'll read it first in Italian, then I'll read it in English. Joel chapter 6, verse 17. Il Signore ruggirà da Sion. Joel 3, 16. Yes. To 17. I'm going to read in Italian and English. Il Signore ruggirà da Sion, farà sentire la sua voce da Gerusalemme, e i cieli e la terra tremeranno, ma il Signore sarà un rifugio per il suo popolo, una fortezza per i figli di Israele. Voi saprete che io sono il Signore, il vostro Dio. Io dimoro in Sion, il mio monte santo, e Gerusalemme sarà santa, e gli stranieri non vi passeranno più. Alleluia.
Amen.
The Lord also shall what? Roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from what?
Jerusalem.
And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her anymore. Praise God. These are coded languages of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ says, the Spirit what will teach you all
things.
Nothing that is hidden that shall not be brought to light. Hallelujah. Jesus has never declared, okay, tutte le cose saranno spiegate dallo Spirito. Hallelujah. Affinché possiamo comprendere quale sia la mente di Dio. Possiamo comprendere le cose come Dio le comprende. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Understand this mystery, brethren. You can see here the Lord fountain out of Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have you heard the Lord thundering before? Amen. The Lord turns you out of what? Zion. Rowing. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ called Peter one time and James, sons of thunder. James. James and John. He called them sons of thunder. Do you know that when you begin to speak with the voice of God, you begin to speak with the voice of thunder? And when the thunder goes forth, it breaks up the jars of clay. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When God speaks from heaven, from Zion, it moves everything that pertains to our human beliefs and our human affections. It brings everything to naught. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything that is not of God in our lives come to what? They disappear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The mountains in our life disappear. That is the message. That is the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the call of the Lord in this hour to his people, saying, return back to Zion. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
And you can see the Lord is saying it clearly here that Mount Zion is holy unto the Lord. When you say holy, something is consecrated unto the Lord. As a man, you cannot find yourself in God's holy mountain. You know, during the teaching today, what somebody talked about the man flesh and all that. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, anybody that will be worthy of me must what? Lose his life. What life is he telling to lose?
The flesh.
The flesh. See it? And the flesh is here. The flesh starts from here. Your mindset. You know, at times we try to fast to kill the flesh. It won't work.
After fasting.
Amen. I told you what, if you not, did you not repair multifuncal carry a corpo non-functional? Amen. What will kill the flesh? It's your submitting to the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Allowing the Spirit take a hold of your mind. That is what will put your flesh to death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it was possible to kill the flesh with fasting, all those prophets of old would have succeeded. But the Bible says that none of them could enter. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pesalire su montisium dobbiamo indossare il nome del Signore. Questo è il messaggio oggi. Per tornare a Sion, quel santo monte di Dio significa tornare a quell'identità del Padre. Indossare il nome del Signore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When Paul says that it's no longer I, Paul, it's no longer Paul, now you understand what he's saying. Paul said it's no longer
Paul.
It's now what?
Christ.
See, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You start today with your confession. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Quando Paolo ha confessato che non è più io ma Cristo che vive in me. Alleluia. Adesso capiamo il perché. Perché solo per mezzo del Signore, in nome del Signore, possiamo trovare la salvezza. Only by the name of the Lord can any man be saved. Praise God.
Alleluia.
I cannot enter as Pastor Trevor. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I must recognize the truth from God's perspective and walk in that new name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It means that is the cross. It comes by revelation. See, Our return to Zion means, by all means, our confirmation unto the identity of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that you are spirit? Praise God. If you think that you are flesh and blood, it simply means you are still acting. You are still in a dream phase of life. Capitiki for sete spiriti, sete nati or generator and imagine the Dio. Praise God. Quando cominciamo a conoscere queste cose, cominciamo a ottenere quella vittoria che cerchiamo. Cominciamo a purificarsi. Alleluia. Cominciamo a salire nelle cose di Dio. Praise God.
Alleluia.
I have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Paul says that to the spirit of what? Just men made perfect. I want us to understand that flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can ye sangue non por hereditary reino di Dio? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why the voice of the Spirit is opening our eyes today to see the things of the Father once more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Per questo motivo, la voce dello Spirito sta aprendo le nostre occhi per vedere le cose dello Spirito. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything that you can see, you can touch in this physical world, you can taste, you can smell, they are all a reflection of the invisible things of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything is just a parable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything that you can see in this world is what is a parable. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But today we are going beyond parables. That is why Jesus explained these things to his disciples. He spoke in parables and explained them to his disciples. And he said that to those that without, all things are what? In parables. You know when they built the temple of God? You know that it was a parable? It was darkness? They thought God was in the temple. They used to burn sacrifices and incense and go around and cry around the temple. And they thought God was there. Until Jesus came and told them, "Are you looking for God? Look at him here." And the people said, "We that built a house of God for 40 years, are you calling us fools? Who do you think you are?" They killed him, but before they knew it, Paul appeared again. "You not see me? You want to find God? It's in me." "You see this guy again?" "I said, yes, come out again." Hallelujah. Why? Because the days of the shadows are over. Amen. Praise God. I and the Father are one is the original design that God is guiding his sons into. The Bible says that he has made known to us in his intentions that at the fullness of time he will gather all things together in one, in Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The two shall be one. Praise God. When there are two, if there are two, we lose the power, we lose the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for this revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I padre ci sta portando presso sé. Hallelujah. Abbiamo oggi la chiave per tornare su Sion. Abbiamo la chiave per tornare alla piena benedizione di Dio. Dio non è qua per darci in parte. Piccolo cosa di qua. Dio è qua per darci la pienezza della sua gloria.
Alleluia.
Ma questo verrà tramite ascoltando la voce e lasciando che la chiguida su quel altissimo monte. Hallelujah. È molto importante di capire tutte le cose che vediamo intorno a noi, il mondo, sono tutti paraboli che esprimono le cose invisibili di Dio. Alleluia. Per cui Gesù ha sempre parlato in parabole, ma ha spiegato queste parabole ai discepoli. Oggi noi siamo i discepoli, i veri discepoli. Alleluia. E noi che veniamo ai piedi di Gesù abbiamo la possibilità di conoscere la verità. Alleluia. E quando conosciamo la verità, possiamo tornare a regnare con la gloria di Dio.
Amen.
Siamo tutti re. E si è scritto nel libro di Salmo: voi siete dei. Voi siete dei. Siete tutti figli di dell'Altissimo. Ma morirete come uomini a causa di ignoranza. Alleluia. Ricorda sorella Fatou, qualche 2-3 anni fa io sono stato a casa tua, ho messo mia mano su di te, pregato, tu hai visto una corona di tipo Grecia, Dio ti ha fatto vedere una corona e tu ti ha spiegato che quella corona è tua. Alleluia. Possiamo soffrire, possiamo avere tanti problemi nel mondo a causa di ignoranza. Però quando svegliamo, riprendiamo la nostra corona e regniamo con il Padre.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Our consolation is the word, return to Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the place of the King. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ says, in my name, you know, we become so religious. You come out and say, in the name of Jesus. He said, in my name. It means you walk in that name. You live by that name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is your new name.
Amen.
And when you do that, everything works out for you.
Amen.
That's what he meant. That is our way back to Zion. That is the door. He says, I am the door. No one comes back to the glory of the Father except by me. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And where is the door today?
I am the door.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, my sister. When I saw her coming, I said, you know when Moses appeared on the road? I said, what is happening? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus aveva detto che io sono la porta.
Amen.
La porta. Cosa vuol dire? Io sono la porta al Padre. Nessuno può arrivare alla gloria di Dio se non per mezzo di me.
Alleluia.
Tutto ciò che vediamo nella Bibbia dallo Spirito Santo è di farci capire chi la porta è dentro noi. Perché siete figli di Dio, siete tutti quei rami di quel albero che porta frutta. Vostra origine è nella gloria di Dio, però oggi è il momento di tornare. Si torna come un risveglio, si torna conoscendo la verità. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Si torna lasciando chi lo la guida dello spirito. We have to be led by the spirit. Those that are led by the spirit are praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you the truth, the spirit is one way. No, I said something one time in the church and the people didn't like it. I told them that the spirit at times, it can just be like mumu. Because it's just one way. Amen. Praise God. You know, to be with God, you have to become a fool. The things of God are like foolishness to a man. I'm telling you the truth. The things of God are like what? Jesus Christ was saying that all things in heaven and earth are mine. But look at him. Well, okay, when you're rich, they were not seeing anything with him. He said, Son of God, where are your chariots? He said, and the Father are one. There was no evidence of what he was saying. They were not seeing an ordinary man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
At times you will say things that look foolish. And men will not understand you at times. Praise God. But the patience, the Bible says that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that the things of God sound like what? Foolishness to man. They crucified Jesus because they did not know that it was the Lord of glory. It was for their glory. Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. In the midst of all the persecution, he was still seeing the Christ in them. You know, they came to ask him, the scribes and the Pharisees, where is the kingdom of God? How is it coming? Is it coming? How is it coming? He said, look, Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. It is within you. He was telling them, the people that killed him, he said, it is within you. Yes. Praise God. When you know these things, you begin to love all people.
Hallelujah.
And be patient.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You don't criticize anybody anymore. You just go on living life and recognize, the Bible says that is every man according to his order. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Every man according to his order. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ the first one. Every man according to his hope. God will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
But the earlier you return, the better for you. Because you will go through a lot of hell. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Per cui
dobbiamo tornare al Signore. Tornare alla nostra gloria. Questo è il punto focale dell'Evangelo. Cominciamo a vedere le cose di Dio. Avere un po' di fame per le cose di Dio. Se non sentiamo affamati per la parola di Dio, chiediamo al Padre di mettere quel fame dentro noi.
Amen.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Perché Dio vuole che noi vediamo e capire quale sia il mistero di Dio. Talk quickly to the book of John. I'm going to run up with this scripture. John 6:40, Giovanni 6:40.
And this is the will of him.
Amen.
And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Giovanni 6:40. Yes.
John 6:40.
Poiché questa è la volontà del Padre mio, che chiunque contempla il Figlio di Dio e crede in Lui abbia vita eterna, e io lo risusciterò nell'ultimo giorno. Alleluia.
Amen.
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 When is the last day?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now, well, I could live here for now. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus, you know when Jesus met Martha. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus told Martha, look, your brother will arise again. Oh, don't you believe? She said, yes, I believe on the last day. Because that was a Hebrew belief.
Yes.
A traditional religious belief. He said, on the last day. But Jesus Christ said, you are making a mistake there. I am the
resurrection and the life.
Anyone that believes in me, that means you will wake from the dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quale ultimo giorno, l'ultimo giorno, quando sentiamo ultimo giorno, in tutte le religioni c'è questo ultimo giorno, ultimo giorno, ultimo. Ma in verità, Gesù ha dichiarato che non c'è un ultimo giorno. Io sono la verità. Se vuoi vivere e tornare alla vita, tu devi vedere Gesù, contemplare Gesù, capire quale sia il mistero di Gesù e credere in Gesù e vivere per conto di Gesù, perché quella è tua vita.
Amen.
Facendo così, tu sarai risuscitato dai morti.
Amen.
E comincia a vivere nella piena benedizione di Dio.
Amen.
The will of God is that what every man should see. To see the sun. How can you see the sun? I see, okay, now I see, I understand. Now I understand the mystery of Christ. God wants you to understand the mystery of Christ. He wants you to have a revelation of what Christ is. When you get this revelation, and now believe, you are what? Yes, you enter, you awake. And when you awake, who comes out from the grave?
Yeah.
Right. Because I am the resurrection. Seeing him is seeing your true identity. Because Christ is the image and likeness of God. And that is how every man is here. We've all fallen short of this knowledge in our mind. The separation is here. It's in our reasoning. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If any man se qualsiasi uomo è in grado di vedere, di contemplare quale sia il mistero del Cristo, lui vivrà.
Hallelujah.
Tornerà alla vita e non morirà più. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God did not call you to suffer, to be a poverino, to be cursed. You just have to hear the voice of your Father saying, come out. Thou that sleepest in your grave, come out. Hallelujah. He said, the hour is coming and now is when those who are in their graves will hear. And he said, now is. When you hear the voice testifies of Christ. The voice brings remembrance of Christ. That is that same thunder that we just read in Joel. When he said, the Lord will thunder, the Lord will roar. That is the voice. Hallelujah. Lazarus! Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you will come out and you can reign in life. You can enter your glory. You can realize that the Father loves you. And the Father is not out to condemn any man, but to gather all men. Christ, Father in God in Christ, reconciling
all men back to himself.
Not condemning.
Not looking at their, minding that their
what they are doing.
It's bringing every man back to himself. The adulterous woman. Does anybody condemn you?
No.
Say no, there are no more there. Neither do I. Hallelujah. Dio non è qua per condannare nessuno. Hallelujah. Condannare ma è qua per salvare le anime perse. Dobbiamo guardare la compassione di Dio e di ricevere con la grazia. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that as the east is far from the west, so has he removed our what?
Iniquities.
That is the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
And you who are entering into Christ, you must put on that same
mindset.
Because that is your identity. That means you cannot begin to remember what people did to you yesterday.
Exactly.
Amen? All that talk that I can forgive, I can forget. That means you are not ready to put on the nature of the Father. You are not ready. You are never ready. You go still carry on for the earth.
But this is just said and done.
Yeah.
Well, by the revelation, he will give you the power.
That's why it's
spirit. He will give you what the
power.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, when the earthquake came and destroyed, the Bible says that was earthquake when Jesus died. And he broke the tongues, and those who were there came out. That power to destroy all those strongholds in our minds, unforgiveness, all those things that are holding, because these are the things holding you back. To obtain the power of God, you must love without condition. Yes. Because God loves all people. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If God can hate, then I don't think any of us will be here today. Amen. Would have been gone since. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Dobbiamo imparare a perdonare altre persone e dimenticare le nostre passate. Questo è un passo alla gloria di Dio. È un passo alla nostra benedizione. Come si è scritto nel libro di Salmo 103, egli ha allontanato come è lontano gli orienti dall'occidente, così ha egli allontanato da noi le nostre colpe. Alleluia. Ha visto? Qualcuno qua conosce la distanza dall'oriente all'occidente? Fatu, conosci la distanza tra orienti all'occidente? Infinite. Non c'è, non, è una cosa infinita. Così Dio ha tolto le nostre colpe. Se noi dobbiamo parlare, you know, camminare con il nostro Padre in cielo, dobbiamo imparare a dimenticare i passati. E di perdonare tutti, e di amare tutti. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have a husband that has left you and has been doing this, all those things, that all these are sentiments of men, of the flesh, you must tell God to give you the power.
Amen.
To arise above that. Because these are the things that are holding you back. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, you cannot enter into possessing God's power without having just pure love. It's impossible. God will not. It's not possible to have God's power without love. If not, this world will. If a man has the power of God, you know what will happen? No, it's not possible. You must have left all things. That's why it says you must leave all things, all your sentiments, all the things that pertain to my life. Leave all those things. We have those things, brothers and sisters that have done those things in the past. We have all those problems. But God said, forget it. Leave it alone. It does not exist. Move on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the way to healing and blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. When you stumble along the way, go and make up quickly and move on.
Amen.
And let it go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Can we stand up? Perform ourselves outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oggi possiamo camminare nel nome del Signore.
Amen.
Then come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oggi possiamo camminare nel nome del Signore.
Amen.
La nostra salvezza è nel nome del Signore.
Amen.
Questo è la nostra nuova identità.
Amen.
Dobbiamo confessare Cristo, camminare nel Cristo nome. Questo è una cosa che apre le porte ai cieli. Alleluia. Non dobbiamo fare le cose istruite dagli uomini, ma di riconoscere Cristo. Il Padre vuole che noi contempliamo quale sia il mistero del Cristo. Questo è ciò che il Padre desidera da noi. Conoscerete la verità e la verità vi farà libero.
Amen.
Libero affinché tu puoi camminare nella libertà gloriosa dei figli di Dio. Hallelujah. Regnando su ogni cosa. habiendo satisfacción y felicidad, joya. Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
El solo Señor en grado de guarichi. Solo Señor en grado de sollevarci da ogni situazione in cui troviamo. Per cui dobbiamo imparare prima ascoltando la voce dello Spirito e di camminare nel questo nome. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Praise God.
Alleluia.
Father, we ask for a fresh anointing of love, of oneness. Alleluia. Chiediamo unzioni per amore, fratellanza, perché questo è ciò che rimarrà per sempre. This is all that will remain, love. Every other thing will be what? Taken away. Hallelujah. The shadows are passing. Hallelujah. John says, what the shadow is passing, and the light is shining now. Anybody that does not love his brother is still in the darkness. You have not seen the light. You have not understood that your brother is yourself. Hallelujah. The ombra está pasando. Hallelujah. Le tenebre está pasando. Perché oggi abbiamo la vera luce che illumina ogni uomo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quel luce è arrivato, è giunto a noi oggi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Qualunque dice che io conosco Dio e non ama, non amo il mio fratello, quel uomo è ancora nelle tenebre. Alleluia. Dobbiamo lasciare il passato, lasciare tutti per Dio, lasciare tutti per la gloria di Dio, lasciare tutti per amore, perché Dio è amore. Alleluia. Le cose passate, le dolore, lasciare. Alleluia. Perché tutte le cose del passato sono, non ci sono più. All things are what?
Passed away.
All things are passed away. And the book of Isaiah says they shall no longer come to your mind. Hallelujah. Non vengono più nel mente perché sono passati. Sono passati. Hallelujah. Adesso abbiamo una porta davanti a noi per vedere la gloria, il regno di Dio. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Let your free broken. Anointing flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let the river, the streams of God flow, the rivers of God flow.